leave you with the Raging Grannies, who performed this little song at the Willamette Festival last it was July 31st. So the Raging Grannies.
PCBs pollutes the water. Don't wade in the river. Don't wade in the river, children. Don't wade in the river. Industries polluted our river. We killer in the river. Toxic sediment, we know it. Phthalates in the river. Superfund toxics in the river. Clean up our water. Clean up our water, you polluters. Clean up our water. You know right to ruin our water. Our beautiful Willamette River. Our
is a proud co-sponsor, Plaid Tidings. Produced by Enlightened Theatrics, the play runs from November 23rd to December 11th at Salem's Historic Grand Theater. Enlightened Theatrics provides professional musical theater experiences and theatrical education. Plaid Tidings is a special holiday edition of Forever Plaid, a musical homage to the Close Harmony guy groups that reached the height of their popularity during the 1950s. Again, that's Plaid Tidings, produced by Enlightened Theatrics from November 23rd to December 11th at Salem's Historic Grand Theater, 191 High Street, Northeast in Salem. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And this is KBOO Portland. It's 10:01 a.m. Coming up, stay tuned for Air Cascadia, followed by Flashpoints and a Radio Geekly. That's all coming up on your community radio, KBOO Portland.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, December 2nd, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web. Coming right up, we're going to be speaking with William Harting. Harting is the director of the Arms and Security Project at the Center for International Policy, and he's the author of Prophets of War, Lockheed Martin, and the Making of the Military-Industrial Complex. That's right, and the military-industrial complex has coughed up a hairball by the name of Mattis, or as he's known to his friends in high places, Mad Dog. Wonderful! Just what we need. Definitely projects an air of American gravitas and intelligent diplomacy. Yep, Mad Dog. That's wonderful. And I'm so surprised that here, up until, well, this actual moment, no one has referred to the president-elect as Mr. T, who obviously pities the fools who voted for him and is now about to grind them up in the machinery of Wall Street, which he also professes to have a deep-seated loathing for. Wall Street, however, has done Mr. T proud, and he should have no complaints from regarding that sector of the world. There's a headline today in the New York Times that world leaders are aghast at apparently Mr. T has been ringing them up and speaking with them in an eerily breezy manner, which they perhaps had formerly been more comfortable with when discussing toppings on pizza. It's not the type of voice or conversation they are accustomed to enjoying, world leader to world leader. However, Mr. T has professed to have a loathing for world leaders and the rest of the world in general, America being first. I'm sure that he does regard other world leaders as pizza drivers. That said, we have some weather for you. We also are going to try to reach Ed Fallon of the Fallon Forum and of Iowa Bold. He was last seen in a snowdrift somewhere on the front lines in Iowa. The battle there that farmers are engaged in to save their land. Now, think about it. If farmers in Iowa are out there in freezing cold temperatures, battling it out to save the aquifer, they must know a little bit more about what's going on than many of us. Many of us are standing in solidarity, of course, with First Nations. That's exactly what we're doing, exactly what needs to be done. But let's not forget that in Iowa, there are people who are generations on that land, and they do also have that deep connection that First Nations, that the Standing Rock Sioux have, that all the other nations who have gathered there have. Veterans are converging on that site this weekend. And it'll be interesting to see veterans faced off against corrupt police who've been bought off by Dalrymple and other forces. We're all waiting breathlessly to see whether President Obama, who is, remember, still president, what he's going to do. So far, silence from the world of Mr. T. He hasn't spoken very much on this, and he probably doesn't have much to say because he doesn't know very much. Okay, well, as we wait to speak, as we are just waiting to get Mr. Hartung on the line, some weather for you, because we do need to connect ourselves with the world that we live in. That is what provides us a connection, with the world that we live in, a love for every aspect, a love for every season, every type of soil, every creature that we engage with. Those are the things that connect us to our own reality, whether we like it or not. And if we're connected to our reality, whether we like it or not, it's easier to accept responsibility and take charge of our lives, live them in a way that is commensurate with all that we receive in return from our habitat today. So we've got, let's see, overnight there's a chance of rain, probably a little fog as well. Sorry about that. We're going to have lows around 44. It's getting colder and colder. And for tomorrow, we have more rain coming in tonight. Lows around 46 and for tomorrow again. All the rain is persisting throughout the weekend with the same range of temperatures, high around 52, and we're not even talking about the wind, not much wind to talk about. And for tomorrow night, Saturday night, rain mainly late, lows around 45, wind picking up just a little bit. But Sunday, there's a high around 48. It's a dead certain chance of rain. And for Sunday night, again, continuing. And, whoa, wait for it, lows around 37. So there you have it. That's something there that we can relate to. That said, there's much going on, lots of busyness in that Oval Office of ours. Let's not forget, that's our Oval Office. That's our White House. And another thing, it wasn't built by white people. Oh, no. No, the White House is not built by white people. It was built by black people. And we should always remember that. This country was built by African Americans. And it was built on... It was built at the bidding of, under the whip of white colonialists, imperialists, and it was built on top of First Nations land, saying they're going to move a pipeline to a different place so it won't be on First Nations land. It's a bit ridiculous. It's all First Nations land if you come right down to it. That said, and continuing on, we are waiting to speak with Ed Fallon, the Iowa Bold, and we're going to try to reach William Hartung also. We have as well news from the Board of Forestry. It has apparently reversed course. Now get this, the Oregon Board of Forestry has reversed its prior decision to deny a petition from conservation groups that called for the identification and protection of marbled murrelet sites on state and private forest lands. Now the board is coordinating with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. None of these are good. None of this business is. This is the Oregon Board of Fish and Wildlife. That means really nothing. There's a link between the private sector and public sector. And that link, that pathway, is worn down and to perhaps tunnel depth. They can put a subway in. That path has been worn so deep and pernicious. And other state lands. State landowning agencies to identify and protect important old growth forest areas for the seabird threatened with extinction. Now, look, the murrelet lives in the canopy, it lives in these thick, dense branches that sag right into needles on the fir trees where it nests. And those trees themselves are interconnected. The bird is connected to the trees. The root systems are interconnected. The trees rely on one another. Old growth forests do. Those trees rely on one another in ways which are so complex that even the ministries of chaos theory and the algorithms that they are capable of generating, these very, very large numbers, very, very complex systems, they're not able to analyze and to understand what exactly is that relationship between old growth forests, and particularly up in the canopies, which is a whole different habitat. It's an environment which we who dwell on the ground know absolutely nothing about. The murrelet is not the only species up there. There are literally thousands. There are many species we haven't even encountered yet. No one has had an opportunity to look at them, study them. They haven't been named. It's a different world up there. And it is an absolutely essential world. That is a world that has dealings with the air. And let's not forget, our atmosphere changes. For the respiration, the metabolism of plants large old growth trees is in particular that metabolism changes as hours pass. So their night atmosphere is different from their day atmosphere, which means that any creature living there has also in response, its metabolism changes. Okay, that gets a little wordy, but know this. We are connected to this bird in ways that people do not understand. We will not probably begin to understand that until the relationship is gone, until the bird is gone. And just as in this relationship, the marbled murrelet can disappear, become extinct, so can we. Don't forget, nature is not does not really care about us more than it cares about the murrelet. We're all pretty much equal, and nature's not sentimental. If the murrelet goes extinct, nature rolls on. If we go extinct, nature rolls on. In the real world, we are just as likely to become extinct as the murrelet. It's about habitat. And as if you just tried to explore a little bit what the canopy is like, so a world we don't understand. Perhaps in that world, we don't know enough about it to know whether or not we lose that world, whether we lose some vital piece of the picture, and we could take down more of our environment than we are aware of. We could be taking it down right now, removing any piece of it, removing murrelets, removing certain birds, removing these rare creatures that live in places we do not understand is a dangerous game. And that said, we're totally out of time. Fancy that. This has been Air Cascadia for Friday, December 2nd, 2016. Engineering for us today is Sam Parrish. The News and Public Affairs Director is Derek Crooks. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.